can't just turn away from it anymore. You can't just ignore that it's there. It's going to affect you one way or the other, and I think we need to just look at it straight ahead.
Skagway takes up discussion about a smoking ban. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more coming up. Skagway could be the next non-smoking town, joining the likes of Whitehorse, Juneau, Haines, and Petersburg, if the Assembly votes yes on the idea. A proposed ordinance suggests limiting smoking in public places, but to what extent it would be prohibited is still up for discussion. Skagway residents and borough officials gather Monday evening to formulate that ordinance that the Assembly will eventually vote on.
Well, I guess I've just gotten to the point where I think it's really affecting us.
Assemblywoman Colette Hisman recommended the ordinance earlier this month as a member of the Health, Education, and Welfare Committee.
As an assembly member, I kind of thought of it as a more of a thing that was affecting not just customers that would come in a restaurant, but just anybody in a public building where you are in a closed space and how other people are going to affect your health.
Hisman is also owner of the Sweet Tooth Cafe in Skagway.
Well, I know for myself personally, I started thinking about the issue a few years ago when we changed and made the Sweet Tooth a non-smoking establishment, thinking that people wouldn't, you know, we might lose business, people might not want to come in there anymore, and that it might, could possibly be hurtful. But as time went on, the more thought I gave to it, the more I thought, this is something we need to try. And I found that it really wasn't a hindrance to the business. When people come in there, they actually expect to have a kind of smoke-free environment and be able to eat without having that kind of thing floating around.
A Health, Education, and Welfare Committee meeting will take the subject up on Monday night at 5 p.m. in Skagway Assembly Chambers. Hisman hopes to hear many voices there. She says the public will have a big role in determining the exact parameters of the ordinance.
Well, actually, anybody who is interested in this can come to the meeting on November 29th at 5 o'clock at the Chambers, City Hall, and give their opinion, maybe go ahead of time and pick up the ordinance from Emily at City Hall and, you know, comb through it and get some ideas of what you think could be done to make this ordinance work for Skagway better.
Right now, the unadopted rule is modeled after the Anchorage Ordinance, which prohibits smoking in enclosed public places, including private clubs, and at certain distances from doorways and outdoor public events, like baseball games.
The one that I put forward was the Anchorage Ordinance, but hoping that I could get enough interest in it to get other people's opinions and maybe dwindle it down a little bit, whittle it into something that we could all be happy with, or, you know, at least not be too cumbersome for any one business.
Critics accuse the borough of overstepping into people's private lives by making rules about their personal habits. Some say businesses should be able to make their own smoking rules, and some have suggested alternatives, such as applying the rule to restaurants only.
Well, there's a few areas in the ordinance that have questions have been asked about those areas already. Some people are asking about the outdoor patios for bars and such, that there might be smoking allowed in those areas. And another area that people are looking at is the effect on the clubs in the city. You know, we have the Elks and the Eagles, and the way we look at the ordinance right now, you know, it would say in any public building, but I'm sure that, you know, we would come up against some people that would not agree with that and would want that part to be taken out so that the clubs could have their own clientele make that decision. Their own members would, hopefully their own members would be able to make up their minds and bring it to some kind of a vote, whether or not they wanted to do that.
Haines voters adopted a non-smoking ordinance last October with 55% of the vote. The Haines ordinance, which prohibits smoking in public places, including private clubs, went into effect in January.
You can't just turn away from it anymore. You can't just ignore that it's there. It's going to affect you one way or the other, and I think we need to just look at it straight ahead and act now And I'm not saying that somebody shouldn't smoke if they want to. I think they should. Go ahead, smoke if you want to, and that's fine. But I just feel like we shouldn't impose that upon other people around us.
The Skagway Health Education and Welfare Committee meeting to discuss the proposed smoke-free ordinance is Monday, November 29th at 5 p.m. in Skagway Assembly Chambers.
I think it's just important for people to get the ordinance, look at it, and write on it, you know, scribble on it, decide, you know, what you think is important, what's not important, and then hopefully that night we can really get some good input, and it wouldn't, you know, have to take as long to get some action on it.
The Watershed Group in Haines is looking for new leadership. It's been about 7 years since the Tokchinook Watershed Council was first formed to provide stewardship for the Chilkat, Chilkoot, and Ferebee river systems and watersheds. Since that time, the board that governs the council hasn't had to deal much with hiring. The staff roster hasn't really changed a whole lot since the very beginning. Emily Cole started with the council 6.5 years ago, first as development director under Executive Director Tim Shields. This spring, Coles took over the leading position, and today is her last day at the Watershed Council. She's moving to California for a new job. Ben Kirkpatrick is the board's treasurer.
And Emily has done a great job just working from the ground up, just developing the programs and working with Tim and slowly taking over more and more of the duties until she finally took over the whole organization herself, and it's going to not hardly seem like Tokchinook without Emily around.
Coles is taking a job with the California Office of the National Forest Foundation, a conservation group for the country's nearly 200 million acres of national forests and grasslands.
They do restoration projects. They work really closely with the Forest Service. They do some reforesting. They do a bunch of tree planting. I think they have some invasives projects. It's so varied because they work across the country in, I believe, every state.
For Tokchinook, this is the first big search for a new executive director the board has performed since its formation. Kirkpatrick says it's a good time for the group.
We're getting ready to start a new phase, which is kind of exciting in itself, too, and we're in the process of hiring a new director, and we hope to have that figured out here in the next week or so and get ready to move on to our next phase. Emily and Tim really developed the organization quite a bit. We have a lot of different programs going on. Pam Randles runs the education program. And right now, Dan Schultz is a science director, so we have a lot of different science programs going on. We've been doing investigations in Chilkoot, in the Upper Klaheeny, Chilkat River, doing water measurements, fish habitat assessments.
But the change won't alter the group's original mission, he adds.
I mean, it's a phased change in personnel, but our main goals are sort of the same. I mean, the education in the schools, I think, is probably one of our, if not the highest priority, just kind of helping to introduce people at their early age on what, you know, we have in this valley, which is pretty incredible. And we have been working on lists of different projects from culverts to habitat inventories to cataloging where fish habitat is. And, you know, we've recently purchased some property on 6th and Union. And so, yeah, we just have a lot of different things going on. So I think that will pretty much stay the same. But with a new director, they all have no doubt certain interests and whatever that they may want to go off on, too.
Tokchinook Watershed Council is actually among the many grant recipients of the National Forest Foundation, where Coles is going. She says her new role will be more concentrated and allow her to work with other watershed groups.
It's pretty exciting. Actually, what I'm going to be doing down there, a little bit of that will be on the other side of that grant. I will be working on the giving side of the funding and helping the grant recipients complete their capacity projects. So going into a more specified role is exciting for me. There's also a lot of things about this new job that are going to be huge learning opportunities for me.
Cole says the Big Boulder Creek restoration at 34 Mile Haines Highway and representing the council at the Southeast Alaska State Fair were among her favorite projects she worked on here. But she'll miss the people she works with most of all and wants to return to Haines eventually.
I have a Bachelor of Science in Biology and Systematics and Ecology, and so I've been interested in ecology and biology all of my life, looking at bugs under rocks in the creek and stuff like that with my big brother. And then when I came to Haines, I just fell in love with Haines like the first minute that I drove down the Chilkat Valley on the Haines Highway. So the job was basically an opportunity to combine those two things for me. So that was a real motivating factor.
The council is hoping to make a decision on a new executive director in the next few days. They choose from a pile of 11 applications. 7 of those are from Haines residents.
We've got some great applicants. I'm really impressed. I'm pretty excited about it, assuming that they, at the end of the day, decide they can really take the job based on, you know, the salary and benefits that we can provide, which aren't, you know, probably as good as some. But for Haines, it's actually, it is a pretty good job. It's almost full time. I think we're hoping for 35 hours a week, and it is year round. So a lot of people in Haines do like to travel a lot. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to find someone who this will work for them.
The board hopes the next director can begin work by January. Coles also plans to return to Haines to help train the new employee early next year. A Friday, November 26th celebration at the Klondike and the Fairgrounds formally says goodbye to Coles and offers more information on the council.
Yep, she was right there at the beginning, and Emily wowed us there in the interviews and kept right on doing it throughout her tenure, so we're going to miss her.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.